What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing my thoughts on Venom, which I've seen in the past week. I know it's a bit late and it's been out for a while, but I was a bit hesitant on actually going and seeing this. And I got in a situation where my wife was shopping all day. We were at this big shopping complex and they had a cinema. And so I snuck off and watched Venom. And my first impressions are it actually was a very good superhero movie. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Full of action. I enjoyed the aspects of Tom Hardy with Venom. There was a lot of humor and stuff there. There was a lot of action. And I walked out of it and I was a bit like, it was good and I enjoyed it. I still have some major problems with it. And that kind of brings it down a little bit. But I can see where a lot of people have kind of come out of it and go, that wasn't that bad. It was all right. It was fun. It did what it was supposed to do. It just, I think for Marvel fans and Venom fans, there you still have that problem of what they're doing with it. But I can see why the audience have been kind of people going, yeah, it's all right. It's good. I enjoyed it. And that is that kind of weird thing. You don't, it's like that odd thing with movies sometimes of, because even me, it took me like weeks to go and see it because I was a bit like, I don't really want to go see it because it's not a proper Marvel movie. And I still don't like I still don't like the way they did Venom without Spider-Man. It still doesn't feel right. It's like doing Superman and he never was on Krypton. It's part of his DNA. And I just still bugged me that they did that.
I mean, they could have probably pretty easily stuck in a reference to like the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man or something like that. But I guess they wanted it to kind of stand or fail on its own. And they probably wanted to distance it from Spider-Man 3, which we talked about. Not going to talk about that one again.
They kind of made a, he made a reference of like having to leave New York and got run out of New York. So they kind of made a reference that he was in New York, but he said he was working for the Daily Globe rather than Daily Bugle. And it was just a bit of an odd one. And it was like, Eddie Brock, and he's doing this television show and he's a reporter. The thing is, sometimes he come, even before he became Venom kind of thing, it was like, I think Tom Hardy did bring a performance that was different and it worked. And the way he does stuff, it did seem to work quite well.
Out of all of the concerns I have for this movie, Tom Hardy's acting was never one of them. I think even when he's at his most apathetic and bored, like he was in, say, Mad Max Fury Road, he still turns in a great performance. And in the hands of a good director, at least, you can turn that into part of the character. So I was never concerned with him as Eddie Brock or as Venom.
There was the one issue was the love interest. I think it's Michelle Williams or the one she was in like Greatest Showman and stuff. And it was a bit of a like, she was brought in, and it was like, and then they at one scene like she becomes Venom, and she helps him or basically helps them. And it was a little bit like, did we really need? It was like kind of. Like stereotypical, we need the girl to save the mat, save him kind of thing for a section. So it's not just she's a damsel in distress. And it was a little bit like, did we really need that? It felt a little bit I don't know. It felt like it just got pushed in because they needed it kind of thing. And they didn't really need to do it.
Right. So obviously I have no context for it, but there has been kind of a push in the last, decade or so to have a very specific, this woman is not a damsel in distress, which is fair. We've got 100 years worth of movies of almost exclusive damsels in distress. So no question that, Hollywood has to fight an image. But at the same time, it does have to serve the narrative.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't in this, then it's just there as kind of a virtue signal instead of being part of the story. Because you can weave that into the story and have it be part of the story and have it be organic. And you can have that moment of, ooh, go Michelle Williams or whatever the actress is and have that. But if you're just doing it to do it, then
I mean, I thought the way they did it, where they brought her, Venom used her to get back to the body because he needed to get back to Eddie. I think that worked well. I think that worked well. And I like the fact as well, the best bit really was the interaction between Venom and Tom Hardy as the movie went on. The first bit, obviously, when they're bonding and they're pushback, but as they start kind of integrating, and Venom starts liking Eddie Brock, and he changes his mind, because it basically goes along the lines of Riot is trying to get out off of Earth to go get more symbiotes to come down and destroy Earth, and Venom decides that he likes Earth, he likes Eddie, and now he wants to stop Riot from destroying the planet, because as far as he even comes down to the point of saying on his planet he's a loser and doesn't amount to anything, but on this planet he could be something great, and Eddie's the same, and they kind of, and there's just like there's a little bit of humor between them, and you know, like jump out of the window, and he goes, and it was just like, and he goes, no, I'm not doing that, and it's not the interaction between them, and you know, that bit of, you think Venom's gone, and suddenly, you know, there's a little bit of a talk, and then Venom goes off, and like you can see. And it just worked really well. And I just thought that the interaction between the two of them really came off well on screen. Of like this, like, psychotic brain, not really a psychotic, but there's this voice inside the brain of being a different character. And, you know, it's all right. And I never got that before. And it really showed off that cool side of Venom.
Yeah. And so I said we wouldn't bring up Spider-Man 3, but I have to ask, how does, in terms of special effects and like, the visual aspect of Venom, how does it compare?
Well, they don't, you really don't get to see Venom a huge amount until kind of the end bit. And he's very much a CGI monster. It's very much over the top, but like when he's running up the side of a skyscraper, he's bounding. I kind of reminded that me of from the Disney Infinity video game, where he bounds up the wall rather than, just like climbs up like Spider-Man. He's going up, running and grounding like an animal, and that was really well done. And they did a little bit of web slinging, but it was more like he just stretched out, reached and swung in kind of thing to get out of the way. And yeah, that part of it worked. And obviously the big tongue. I mean, there were scenes where he just eats, you know, just ate someone's head straight off.
Oh,
and okay. You know, it wasn't, you know, and he's like, there they go in. You can't do this. You can't do that. And, you know, and like Misha then going, I just ate someone's head. It's like, you know, that weird thing of, that was not what you were expecting from it. It was very well done. It's that kind of thing of like I said, it's like, it was a really fun movie and there was lots of great stuff to it. It's just that thing of, this was part of a bigger universe. It would work. So, and I think nowadays we just expect that, don't we?
Right. We do. Which certainly hasn't been discouraged by the major companies, because everyone has been trying to push their connected universe and stuff. And yeah, this is actually one of the concerns I have, not for the movie specifically, but with the Sony deal in general, which is between this and Into the Spider-Verse later this year, they are really muddying the water of what is part of the Marvel Universe and what isn't. Because as far as I know, neither of these movies have any connection at all to the Marvel Universe, but you're still going, but it's a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man's in the Avengers. Well, or, you know, what was in the Avengers. But what about Miles Morales? And what's this Spider-Man? And this is just like, that's separate. It's different Spider-Man, and this is Venom, and he's off on his own. And there's a certain amount of consumer confusion that these just kind of inherently create. And then, of course, X-Men, Fantastic Four. Heck, I have a hard enough time telling my parents, no, Superman and Batman are over here. Captain America is over here.
Yeah.
Wolverine is over here. And now we've got Venom over here. And it's like, you know, for those of us who are like invested in it, who follow this, okay, it makes sense. Superman is DC, that's over there. Venom is part of the Sony deal, so that's over there. But when you're talking about the casual audience, you know, they know a movie's coming out. That's it. And I don't know. To a certain extent, it almost feels like they're doing more harm than good at this point with this kind of thing. And while Venom, I think, did pretty well at the box office, right? So far.
Yeah, I mean, the money. At the box office, it has globally, it has brought in, just I literally had it up at the moment. Let's have a look here. I think globally, yes, hit over $500 million now.
Yeah, so
it's a big hit. It's a big hit.
It's a big hit, and we can expect that there will probably be something following this up. Maybe a Venomverse movie or something. I don't know. But
there was a knowledge of Carnage.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
There was a end credit thing that kind of pushed up. Yeah,
with a pretty big name actor, if I remember.
Yeah, correctly. Yeah, Woody Harrelson. So they've already set up Venom 2.
Yeah, so big surprise.
It's not a big surprise. I think this is good. I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's sarcastic.
If we go in for Carnage, I will probably now, on the base of this one, I probably will be opening weekend now because I enjoyed this movie. I liked it. There were some problems with it, and I have some problems with it, but I walked out of it and I'm like, that was a good 2 hours. I enjoyed that. That was a fun Marvel. It was a fun comic book movie, and yeah, it was that thing. And I think that's the problem. I think there's probably a lot of people that are like me were going into this not wanting to like it, but we did.
And that's fair. It is important as a viewer of movies, comics, television shows, video games, of everything, to be able to go, I didn't want to like this, or I didn't think I would like this, or I don't want to like it because everyone else likes it, you know, that kind of thing. But being able to acknowledge, okay, I didn't want to, but I did. Yeah. It's when you adamantly hold on to something and go, no, I absolutely didn't like it, even though you've seen it like five times or whatever.
I'm in. I was in. I enjoyed it. I know I'll be picking this up on Blu-ray when it comes out and adding it in. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. But we'll have to know what you guys thought of Venom. Let us know in the comments below or on social media. Go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. I'm James Wade. Thank you. Find you.
And find me at HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Later.